Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Cause of Death. The permanent camper. Less is sometimes more in life. Crime scene cleanup always provides insights into the most diverse concepts of life. This is also the case with the frugal permanent camper. Cause of Death. The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. My name is Marcel Engel, and I work as a crime scene cleaner. It will happen every now and then in my podcast that we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids, such as blood as an element, will be the smallest problem. I am looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the most successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany, and my experiences can be heard here now. Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel. Hello, I'm glad you're here with us today, and we're now going through a crime scene cleaning story together. Less is sometimes more. You probably know this saying from our society. We belong to the 15% of the world's population that are privileged to have an ever-present basic supply. That means we have water, we have food, we have medical care, and everything beyond that is a luxury. So everything that is sold to us as necessary in life makes life a little more pleasant and perhaps makes it worth living for one or the other in its necessity. But there are people who have a different set of values, who choose a different path in life for themselves, and who have to get out of their normal comfort zone a bit to do so. So, if, for example, you have to do certain things that are otherwise a course for us to live through, what I mean by that is, it once took me on an assignment to a campground. The client was the groundskeeper, who asked me to clean up a body site of a permanent camper. That was a campground in Germany, quite idyllic, beautifully located on a river, and it has led me from a highway to a dirt road, which then led after 30-40 seconds driving time to a barrier that had bordered the place. Otherwise, a tree avenue had grown completely around this place. Huge high trees, I would say 20 meters high, and the groundskeeper has already received me at noon there at the barrier. He was a bit strict and said to me, "Mr. Engel, this car looks like an ambulance. Do you not drive here on the square? You'll scare all the campers." So I said, "Well, somehow the stuff has to get to the place where it's needed. If you knew what I need, well, we can't just bring it to the site in a wheelbarrow." He said, "Good. Okay, then we'll just have a look. But we have to make sure that we don't attract attention." Of course, that's easier said than done, because you always have to keep in mind my vehicles have neon yellow lettering and are very conspicuous. And well, it's just difficult not to stand out. At this barrier was a groundskeeper's cottage with a keyboard and a flap that you could slide open. 50 meters away from it, there was a little bigger building. It was a small food store with stalls outside, and next to it was a sanitary area with showers. And there were a lot of people sitting at little round tables and drinking coffee. They also served drinks and looked over quite curiously. From this building, then went star-shaped four ways distributed in the cardinal directions. So you could see the river from the building and from this star-shaped distribution point below. There was a small slope to the river, and I say now times the height difference from the building down to the river were about 200 meters. And one could see already small and large tents everywhere, in each case with caravans adjoining, which were divided in small plots, partly with lawn and small tents in front of it,
Partly, there were also only the caravans. You can see everything from up there. The groundskeeper, who then sat with me in the passenger seat and told me, "Watch out, I'll come with you. Unlock the camper for you, and then you can have a look at it. Besides, I'm only here until 6 p.m. today. If you could be ready by then." So I said, "That's no problem." We then drove on site. It took about 2 minutes, and then we were at the back of the lot. This place was about 50 square meters. The groundskeeper still tells me that the deceased had a nice big space on the campsite, and there was a small hedge. So, cherry laurel, small garden gate with a lawn in front, small stone slabs, washed concrete slabs, which led to an awning. The tent itself had plastic windows, and adjacent to this awning was a long white camper, several meters long, and a small parabolic antenna mounted on the side. So it looked really cute and cozy. Next to it, there were other places of campers, which looked similar but looked a bit more winterized. The groundskeeper then also explained to me that not every camper spends the whole year there and then partly make their things so-called winterproof. They clear everything together and they also partly build the tents together, and where that is not possible, it is then made weatherproof, so that when they come back, everything is just fine. The place of my crime scene cleaning customer was, however, permanently inhabited, and the deceased himself laid in his caravan. I then pulled open a floor-deep zipper, and when I was inside, I smelled this typical odor. You could smell it immediately. Corpse that has been lying for a long time. I hadn't gotten that much information on this job either, and the groundskeeper then came to the door of the trailer and said, "Wait a minute. I'll unlock it." He pushed me aside and I noticed how he changed color, so he must have had problems with the smell. He quickly signaled to me that it was not for him and that he would rather go outside. I then said, "Well, I'll call you later and tell you how long it will take." Cause of death, the podcast, the crime scene. Door unlocked. Then I went into the caravan and thought to myself, "Wow." Why wow? Well, the place where the body was found, I could already recognize that, of course. But actually, I was amazed at how cozy this trailer was designed. So, to the left of the front door was a kitchen, and this kitchen had a small cooktop and a small upper cabinet. And camping is just becoming much more modern again like it used to be, as far as I know. Yes, Corona time just doesn't leave so many options open. You cannot fly away, and I think just in the last year, many people have then decided for nature and maybe try camping. My grandfather, who used to be a camper, was down by the main river, and I used to visit him. But I was a small child, and somehow, I didn't have that on my radar anymore, and somehow, I didn't deal with that thought at all. But there, I first noticed again how cozy it can be in such a thing. Nevertheless, I didn't have a romantic approach to think about how beautiful and cute it all is, but it was actually about the fact that I was supposed to clean up the place where the corpse was found. In the back of the caravan was a division, and there was the bathroom. And then you still had the continuation of the kitchen on the left side, which then went into a cabinet, and at the end of these cabinets was then a sliding door in the middle of the trailer, and you could see through it. The sliding door was open, and there was the bed. And there I could see that the corpse probably lay for quite some time, because the blanket and the mattress was stained black. Head hair and scalp have stuck to the floor, and thus I already had my interpretation to the crime scene. The man has lain with the upper body on the largest part of the bed, but the head itself hung down, because yes, the scalp stuck to the floor on the floor, that is, he is hung upside down from the bed. Corpse fluid was also on this flooring, quite clearly and distinctly to see. So by this lying time of the dead, then this topical black puddle has formed. Looks a little bit like, yes, how would I describe it? Like coffee grounds. Yes, such a sticky, pulpy mass. Dark colored like coffee grounds. And in this coffee grounds itself, brownish black colored. When you get close to it, it moves. Why does it move? Because there are maggots in it. And the maggots are crawling all over the trailer. Lots of flies. Now that's another standard that's not uncommon. What was a little challenging was the tightness of the space. So the caravan itself was cozy, but just also space limited. And I have new times equipment. a wet vacuum cleaner with which I then take up the biomass and you have huge large bags where you also then pack all the textiles and so on. It was really very tight in the caravan. In addition, we were in the month of April, and on the day, it was quite warm, and you can't imagine how hot it gets in these caravans. It felt like 35 to like 40 degrees. It was a very, very warm day, and I noticed that twice in the protective suit, I was dripping with sweat like I hadn't sweat in a long time. And as I said, the cramped conditions in the vehicle made it more physically stressful than usual. I then started my cleaning process. That is, I first stuffed all the textiles into the bags and put them outside. Then I started with the floor covering and the rough cleaning with the wet vacuum cleaner. Electricity was available. That was super helpful. Electricity, water, everything was there in the vehicle. You can also use the toilet. So I already thought, wow, that's really cool. I've camped in the past, and as I said with Grandpa, and there it was all a bit different. Well, I had in any case then suddenly heard a noise. And I thought, what kind of scraping and scratching is that? And the noise came from the roof. And I have to mention that over the window was a roof hatch. So I could see that there were a few ravens perched there, which constantly pecked against the roof. And at that moment, it was a bit scary, because I was all alone on the campsite. No one was there. And at first, I couldn't make out what that noise was. But precisely because it was so cramped in that room, it felt extremely strange. I'm not afraid of almost anything except maybe when it comes to topics that I can't influence. But I have to say that sometimes it feels a bit strange. You're all alone and introverted. And of course, you're thinking about where the body was found. How did it happen and what is there to know about it? And so on. You try to analyze the pictures and what you see, what could have happened there and why it happened, and how this person lived. So the noise was gone. I was actually quite happy about it. The awning I have open, so I just get a little more air. The door of the caravan was also open, has the disadvantage that when people run past and are curious, then can run in there. But it was just necessary, because it was so warm. And I sat on my knees, upper body bent forward, with a brush, cleaning the corpse liquid. And at that moment, bang! I jerked up, and had goosebumps all over my body. Yes, there was a cat. That was the resolution. So the cat of this deceased, he came to visit and was a stray. In all likelihood, he lived with them at the campsite. Very free, it looked like. And yes, the cat came to the place where the corpse was found, and it was quite a sweet animal. After I got scared, it then came to me and then kept mooching around my feet. That was really very sweet. But at first, I was terribly frightened. So the cat could not stay inside, because cleaning and disinfection processes are of course not possible at all without protection. I do not know whether such an animal then also mourns. Probably for sure. Maybe it was distracted by me. Whatever. But I then took the cat out of the tent, by the belly, carried it out and put it on the meadow. I then closed the tent again, to complete my cleaning process. The final step in my cleaning process is odor neutralization with the thermofogger. The thermofogger is a gasoline-powered device and very loud. Like such a loud moped, a neighbor came by who probably had heard the loud noises and told me about the victim. Cause of death. The podcast. The victim. So, Rainer lived in the caravan. Rainer with his wife. The wife had died 3 years earlier. Rainer was a passionate, permanent camper. Rainer did not want any other life. It must be said, he was retired, and his focus was purely on nature and this camper lifestyle. And as the autopsy showed later, Rainer died of a heart attack. And because we were outside the main season, and Rainer's caravan was also a bit more remote, he was found late. So, the decomposition process was accordingly already far advanced. I just thought to myself at the time, man, this man had his own apartment, a condominium in a big city that was about 80 kilometers away, and Rainer had nevertheless shifted his life focus and his center of life to nature. This is not the life that we know as normal. I think there are many things that are more beautiful and more optimal. Everything in a small space can also be very cozy and certainly has its advantages and disadvantages. But what I found out from his documents when we cleared this camper later, I could clearly see his life motto: less is more. For me, it just raised the question of whether I shouldn't think about the meaning of luxury myself. Maybe just focus on the real relevant things in life. Yes, that's it with my podcast, Cause of Death, with today's episode of The Permanent Camper. Less is sometimes more in life. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for a comment. Subscribe to my podcast. You can also find me on Instagram and on Facebook under marcelengel.com. This coming Sunday, the 14th, we have a crime scene real talk at 6 p.m. That means I'll be telling a crime scene story. And if you have any questions around crime scene cleaning and what it's like, and maybe want some more information than what I'm already sharing on the podcast, you're very welcome to join us. As I said, 2:14 at 6 p.m. Otherwise, on YouTube, we are on with the format Crime Scene Live. There are two exciting episodes so far, and the next one is in production. So be curious. If you want to see pictures of the crime scenes that are created beyond your own imagination in your head, then you are very, very welcome to be part of it. There will be a new episode every month. That's it for today, and I would be very happy if you tune in next time. Until then, ciao, yours, Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special cleanup unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime around the world. Get in touch or just click through to marcelengel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of Death is guaranteed to leave you cold. Be part of it. Subscribe to the season and you'll never be late for an episode.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. Cause of Death.